36 degrees in Nashville, mostly clear right now. There is about a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in Nashville today. Some parts of Middle Tennessee, up to maybe a 60% chance of rain. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The U.S. Army briefly suspended the Fort Campbell-based crews of two AH-64 Apache helicopters after their pit stop at Kid Rock's property over the weekend. Then War Secretary Pete Hegseth reversed that suspension. The performer posted a video of himself on Saturday clapping and saluting while one of the helicopters hovered near his hillside pool for about 20 seconds. The Army first announced an administrative review. Reuters and the Associated Press reported the suspensions yesterday afternoon. By the end of the day, Hegseth posted on social media there would be no punishment or investigation. Kid Rock, an entertainer who is an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump, told WKRN-TV on Monday that it's not uncommon for helicopters from nearby Fort Campbell to fly near his home. Governor Bill Lee's proposal to double the size of Tennessee's new private school voucher program faces critical votes this week. The Senate and House Finance Committees are weighing in on whether to expand from 20,000 to 40,000 vouchers. The Nashville Banner's Sarah Grace Taylor tells This Is Nashville the expansion would add nearly $150 million in state spending in a tight budget year.
The kind of on-the-fence Republicans, or even some of the ones that have stepped away from the program, have pretty much exclusively cited financial concerns for why they're opposed to voting for it this year or voting for the expansion.
The bill creating Tennessee's voucher program passed by a slim margin last year. But for the expansion to get back to a vote of the full House and Senate, it must first pass through the committee system. The trail systems in Ashland City and Clarksville are inching closer together. A set of trail segments known as Eagle Pass were donated to Ashland City by the 10 Green Land Conservancy, which is the state's oldest statewide land trust. The donation helps expand what's called the Cumberland River Bicentennial Trail. It's located on the west side of Ashland City, not far from the border with Montgomery County. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.